And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Thank you, Conrad.
Brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Marty Griffin.
Yeah, the investigator. The
Channel 5 investigative reporter that broke the Cowboys White House story and Michael Irvin and all that.
He hosted a radio talk show in, like, Pittsburgh, I think, for a while.
He had one here for a while, right? And then before he left this market?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like he had another investigative series afterwards that went awry on him or that was...
Yeah.
He had something wrong and it was kind of embarrassing or...
Yeah.
I don't know why I have a vague memory of that.
No, I think you're right about that.
Is he the one that had that informant, Dennis Panini? Was that
Padini. The inch high private eye.
Yes.
Who later invented a type of sandwich, didn't
that's,
he?
That's Panini.
It's Dennis Panini.
The mush cookie.
So, you know, one of the central figures in that whole Cowboys White House thing was Alfredo Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Alfredo Roberts sighting during the playoffs last weekend. I didn't see him when Dallas played in Baltimore, but last weekend he was lurking over John Harbaugh's shoulder. He's the tight ends coach for the Ravens. I didn't know that.
Why would a Titans coach be on the Ravens?
Tight ends coach for the Ravens. Alfredo Roberts is alive and well.
He made a lot of money off that sauce. You know, he invented some kind of sauce.
He did not invent.
He didn't invent the Roberts sauce. We on this show are proud and humbled to announce that we made Radio Inc. magazine's list of the top 10 sports talk shows in America. Thank you.
What's up?
Thank you.
Go ahead. Read the three people who are honored.
However, So when identifying this show, they identified it as being hosted by George Dunham, D-U-N-H-M.
Close.
Craig Miller. And Keith Gordon.
Damn it.
Keith Gordon.
So I got two of our three names wrong.
Okay.
So that's a nice honor, and we'll take it. However, our excitement was dampened a little bit when we saw that, according to Radio Inc., the number one show in the nation is the Mike Francesa show, He Who Spars with the Hardline and Who Can't Pronounce His Own Last Name.
Oh, gosh. That's just more fuel for his cockiness, too.
I know it.
Who's number one, huh? That's me.
It's not a
bad suffer.
That's not a bad one. It's a little too muffin, but
yeah. What are we gonna do now, Mr. Pimpin? I don't know. Talk about the Yankees, I guess. I don't know.
Alabama just won its third title in 4 years, and guess who Vegas says is the odds-on favorite to win the national championship next season? Yes, the Crimson Tide.
Alabama,
5-1 favorites, followed by Oregon, Ohio State, LSU. And Texas A&M, the Aggies are the fifth favorite at 12-1. Notre Dame is 22-1, Oklahoma 25-1, Texas 30-1, and TCU 66-1.
I was looking at championship gear the other day. I was thinking about getting a shirt that says 42-14 just so Fernando could see that like every sixth day.
Man, you are all in with Alabama. All right, pitchers and catchers report in about 5 weeks, and in the meantime, the Rangers would like to remind you this weekend is Fan Fest at the Arlington Convention Center. Lots of games and booths and players signing autographs, including Lance Berkman and Yu Darvish.
I wonder if we have a spokesman for Fan Fest.
What do you mean?
Just someone who promotes Fan Fest.
All right, we're going to give away some Fan Fest tickets.
That impersonation is about 20 years old, and would you like to tell everybody who that is?
It is it's the voice of our assistant promotions director, Ed Cohen, who was here for a year.
1995.
Yeah, and,
wow.
It has been dubbed by those in the know as the most useless impersonation of all time.
Excellent.
But it was dead on, though. He sounded just like that when talking about Fan Fest.
It cracked up the office for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then its lifespan was over with.
My favorite basketball stat of the week, Tim Duncan now has a career winning percentage of 71.5%. That is the highest in NBA history with a minimum of 1,000 games played. Higher than Russell, higher than Magic, higher than anybody. He's the winningest basketball player ever.
Wow.
Meanwhile, in Houston, James Harden has made a big early impression. Two nights ago, he tied Moses Malone's franchise record for consecutive games, scoring 25 points or more, 13 straight. He can break the record tonight in Boston. And at the other end of the NBA spectrum, you have what happened in the Hawks-Hornets game a few nights ago. The teams shot a combined 8 for 20 from the free throw line, 40%, which is the lowest combined free throw percentage for two teams in one game in NBA history. And it's been such a rough year for the Mavericks, one of the most disturbing numbers this season for Dallas. Against teams with records of 500 or better, they are 3-18.
Oh, my.
That is tied with the Wizards for the worst in the NBA. Mm. Hall of Famer Wade Boggs was part of a group of investors last week that paid $3.4 million for 193 acres of Iowa farmland, the farmland that was featured in the film Field of Dreams.
Uh-huh.
And Boggs and his group plan to turn that farmland into a youth baseball complex.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
Have you watched that movie recently?
Uh-oh.
No, I haven't.
We all have kind of overrated that, maybe?
Go back and revisit it. I don't know. There's some parts of it.
I think it's a little weird, too. I mean, I remember watching it at the time going,
I was blown away by it the first time I saw
know.
It. I thought it was awesome.
I've never gotten it.
When the kid chokes on the hot dog.
Yeah, the doctor has to go back to being an old guy again. Interesting choice he had to make there.
How long ago did that come out? 20 years?
Yeah, it was early 90s, wasn't it? Late 80s?
All right, I'll revisit it.
But it has Kevin Costner in it. That's the big problem. We're going to build a cornfield right here in Iowa. I'll tell you what, there's layers and enigmas wrapped in mysteries here.
His Louisiana accent was fine. You guys criticize him too much. He does have a flat line, at least a flat line per movie, and his one in this one was something about, what are you doing, you ghost? Remember that?
His accent was horrible in JFK. No.
What was his best role?
Dances with Wolves.
That was great. Probably he was great there. Wolves.
Crash Davis.
He was good in that, too.
No Way Out was such a good movie.
I don't know that he was great in it,
but No Way Out is an awesome movie.
All right, according to a Rasmussen poll out this week, Americans have an all-time low opinion of Congress. Only 9% in this country approve of the job that our government is doing. That means that, according to this poll, Congress is less popular than the NFL replacement refs, head lice, cockroaches, traffic jams, and herpes. But Congress does rank above North Korea, Ebola, Lindsay Lohan, and the Kardashians. Just barely.
That's a ridiculous list.
Herpes is more popular than Congress. And the music world gets blessed again this year. In an interview 2 days ago, the great Larry Mullen Jr. said, "We can expect a new U2 album this September."
Oh, what a treat.
How great is that going to be?
Give it up.
Nope. 49-year-old Anthony Johnson was convicted in Hartford, Connecticut of stealing a large amount of money, as much as $70,000 a weekend, off and on for 5 years. How did he do it? By crawling on the floor of darkened theaters and lifting credit cards from purses that movie-watching women had set down. The FBI said Johnson was careful to pick films likely to engross female viewers so that he could operate freely. He was often able to finish up, leave the theater, and make cash advance withdrawals from ATMs before the movie had ended.
Man, wow.
Sorry.
Guy crawling around a nasty movie theater floor, but making that much money doing it.
What's so gross?
They're cleaner than they used to be.
Yes, they are.
Like, much cleaner.
Why is that?
I don't think people dump their trash as much.
Well, I also think they got the brilliant idea of putting cup holders in movie theaters.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's where you put your cup, was on the floor.
And then people would kick it over.
And then you kick it over
sticky.
And you get Coke waterfall happening down the theater.
And finally, one day, a big bull and a small bull were standing in a pasture when the rancher backed up his trailer to the gate, lowered the ramp, and unloaded the biggest, meanest, scariest monster of a bull the other bulls had ever seen. Seeing this, the small bull started snorting and stomping his hoof aggressively. The big bull looked at him and said, "Dude, are you crazy? You're not going to fight that monster, are you?" "Hell no," the small bull said. "I just want him to know that I'm a bull." That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, a segment originally designed by NASA for space travel, but modified to work on a sports radio station.
What?
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310.
The Ticket.